Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, August 23rd, and I'm reading from the New International Version. We're picking up in the middle of Deuteronomy chapter 29 today, then we'll read Psalm 87, then we'll finish up with the last part of 2 Timothy chapter 3. Beginning in Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 16. You yourselves know how we lived in Egypt and how we passed through the countries on the way here. You saw among them their detestable images and idols of wood and stone, of silver and gold. Make sure there is no man or woman, clan or tribe among you today whose heart turns away from the Lord our God to go and worship the gods of those nations. Make sure there is no root among you that produces such bitter poison. When such a person hears the words of this oath, and they invoke a blessing on themselves, thinking, I will be safe even though I persist in going my own way, they will bring disaster on the watered land as well as the dry. The Lord will never be willing to forgive them. His wrath and zeal will burn against them. All the curses written in this book will fall on them, and the Lord will blot their names from under heaven. The Lord will single them out from all the tribes of Israel for disaster, according to all the curses of the covenant written in this book of the law. Your children who follow you in later generations and foreigners who come from distant lands will see the calamities that have fallen on the land and the diseases with which the Lord has afflicted it. The whole land will be burning waste of salt and sulfur. Nothing planted, nothing sprouting, no vegetation growing on it. It will be like the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admah and Zeboim, which the Lord overthrew in fierce anger. All the nations will ask, why has the Lord done this to this land? Why this fierce, burning anger? And the answer will be, it is because this people abandoned the covenant of the Lord, the God of their ancestors, the covenant He made with them when He brought them out of Egypt. They went off and worshiped other gods and bowed down to them, gods they did not know, gods He had not given them. Therefore, the Lord's anger burned against this land, so that He brought on it all the curses written in this book. In furious anger and in great wrath, the Lord uprooted them from their land and thrust them into another land, as it is now. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may follow all the words of this law. Before we move on, I just want to remind you that we're in a section where Moses is reconfirming the covenant that they had made some 40 years ago with the Lord at the base of Mount Sinai. He's reminding the Israelites and he's reminding us that God calls us to a life of obedience. And in verse 18, there's this image of poison that seeps into and gets in the root of the people. And poisonous fruit, as it says in the New American Standard Version, is such a poignant image for what sin does to us. It gets into the bloodstream and then it causes a lot of destruction. I wanted to read a commentary from my application study Bible. Moses cautioned that the day the Hebrews chose to turn from God, a root would be planted that would produce poisonous fruit. When we decide to do what we know is wrong, we plant an evil seed that begins to grow out of control, eventually yielding a crop of sorrow and pain. But we can prevent these seeds of sin from taking root. If you have done something wrong, confess it to God and others immediately. If the seed never finds fertile soil, its poisonous fruit will never ripen. Let's move on now to Psalm 87. Of the sons of Korah, a psalm, a song. He has founded his city in the holy mountain. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the other dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are said of you, city of God. I will record Rahab and Babylon among those who acknowledge me, Philistia too, and Tyre along with Cush. And I will say, this one was born in Zion. Indeed, of Zion it will be said, this one and that one were born in her, and the Most High himself will establish her. The Lord will write in the register of the peoples, this one was born in Zion. As they make music, they will sing, all my fountains are in you. Moving over to the New Testament, today we're in 2 Timothy chapter 3, and the title in my Bible says, A Final Charge to Timothy. So let us listen up. You, however, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecutions, sufferings. What kinds of things happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, the persecutions I endured. Yet the Lord rescued me from all of them. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evildoers and imposters will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. What a great reminder today from Paul to Timothy and to us that all Scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching and rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. And so as we read God's Word together, that is our prayer that He is working in us so that we might be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Will you pray with me? Lord Jesus, make us a people who are in step with you, who say we want to obey when it comes to your covenant. We pray, Lord, that you would make us a people whose hearts beat after you and don't allow sin to take root in our hearts. Help us to confess it quickly and to turn from it. Help us to live lives of wonderful spiritual fruit and not to have to bear the consequences of poisonous fruit. We pray, Lord, thanking you for your word. Help us, Lord, as we go through your scripture to love it, to learn from it, to allow it to train us and to rebuke us and to help us to be thoroughly equipped for every good work. We love you. Amen.